presentation.
Hey everybody, welcome to What You Watch in our Patreon program where we talk about what we're watching. Cameron Jones here with my co-host.
Mark Nussel.
Jordan Jones.
If you've been listening to our podcast, you've been hearing us talk about Nightmare Alley recently. And again, we're not going to do any spoilers with this, more just general topics. But I did watch Nightmare Alley. It's that Guillermo del Toro movie. Bradley Cooper. I forget her name off the top of my head.
Nice
the girl,
hair. Nice
great
lettuce.
Hair.
Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett, but the girl from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoos is in it. I forget her name.
Mara?
Yes, yes.
Mara.
We're getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
The
it's
point
not Kate
is,
Mara, though. It's
Kate Mara's sister.
Is it?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, they're sips.
Did not realize.
Oh, yeah.
News to me.
Interesting.
Well, I did watch it, and here's what I'll have to say about it. I don't know if I enjoyed it or not. I'll say it was shot well. It's a beautiful movie. The storytelling was good. I just don't know if I like
it. Give me a little synopsis.
It's following Bradley Cooper just joining a circus.
It's sort of like a film noir set around in the circus in the 40s.
Yep, around the Great Depression and like World War One and Two. Like it covers quite a bit actually. But
I recommend it.
I started the first half.
It's a good new Guillermo del Toro movie, and here's all I have to say: it's a well made movie. It's well shot. It's pretty. I just don't know if I overall love the story. You know what I mean?
The story's a little boring. You know what I felt?
I wouldn't even say boring. I just don't know if I like the story.
What year did it come out?
This year.
Like
it's
very,
so is it,
a couple
is it like an Oscar nom?
No.
But it's like a couple of weeks old. It's very new.
Oh, it came out in the theaters, and then it came out on HBO Max, and everybody's like, watch it now. I wanted to see it in the theaters.
I will recommend you should still see it. Honestly, I've been talking about it with my fiance the past few days. She likes it, and I'm just still on the fence of whether or not I do.
I haven't finished it. I started the first half, and for whatever reason, we had to like leave our apartment. We're like, I will finish this later, and I haven't yet.
Just go ahead and finish it, Mark. Go ahead and watch it. That's all I'll start with. What have you guys been watching?
It gave me the same things. I'm like, I'll finish Water for Elephants some days. Is it the same movie? No.
What was it?
Water for Elephants?
Water for Elephants.
Oh,
yeah, right.
the you know what? I kind of liked that better.
Whoa.
Even though it's
maybe
not.
We shouldn't publicly
it's say not
that.
As good of a movie. It's nowhere near as good of a movie.
Sure.
But,
so I haven't finished that. Last week was Valentine's Day, so I went on a little bit of a romantic comedy tangent with Megan.
Got to.
Without making a long... Whoa, I couldn't have gone on alone?
No, I said, you got to, and then I said, I didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, you can't book like a honeymoon suite alone, can you? Oh, well, you can, but...
It's the only type of... Like, yeah, I like it. It makes me feel not alone. It keeps me from...
They only give you so much lotion.
I pack my own.
Oh, you can always call the concierge, Mark.
That's right.
What'd you watch?
Oh, so I...
I saw that going off into a weird masturbation tangent. I didn't... I don't edit these.
I was working on, getting lube into the store. I'm like, not as much lotion.
Yeah, I saw that. You still are.
The wheels were turning. Okay, so anyway, we ended up watching some romantic comedies. We're like, let's do it. And we burnt out, the great ones, right. So we didn't do that.
My I have to say, you're Harry Met Sally. You always talk about that. And you always talk about while you were asleep. No, You Got Mail.
You Got Mail is my favorite. We're like, how many times can we watch this? Sleepless in Seattle sucks. That's boring as shit. But yeah, I digress. That's just my opinion. No, so we did some tried and true ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not tried and true. We did one tried and true one.
Pride and Prejudice.
No, we didn't do that. Jesus Christ, am I ever going to get to it?
I don't know. Just say what's on your mind. God damn.
We started with a new one with Owen Wilson and J-Lo. It's called Marry Me.
Oh, I'm actually confused about that because I saw a preview for that.
Is it Mary? Like Mary is the name? Like Marry Me?
Probably. That's
Marry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have questions because I saw
Marry. I can't remember.
I saw a preview for that, and it was like J-Lo, and it showed her in concert and being J-Lo. So is it J-Lo in the movie falling in love with Owen Wilson as a regular person?
Yes, it's exactly that. She looks like she's playing a version of herself.
Oh,
it's
the previews made it seem very confusing. Like, this is J-Lo falling in love with just Owen Wilson.
Sorry. No, it's not a J-Lo. It's not. She's not playing herself. It is almost... It seems like they're parodying it, but it's a real movie.
Okay.
And it's worth not in the theater watch, okay. which we did. It was streaming on Peacock. We're like, oh, this is in theaters. Nice. We live in this world where you don't have to pay $12 to see this each.
So you just pay $8 a month for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We pay. Yeah, we paid for it.
I miss. Sure. I miss the old world, though. I guess is what I'm.
I do too. Because 6 years ago, Megan and I, we would have seen this in the theater on Valentine's
Day. I want to smell like buttered popcorn when I come home.
You know? I always smell like buttered popcorn.
Yeah, you do.
Mark, now, that is a problem with the Rosie, though. If not buttered popcorn, like for sure, like chips. Smell like chips.
It's like you walk in a Subway, you walk out of Subway.
But anyway, yeah, we both had the day off on a Monday, so we watched that, and that was okay. It gave us what we wanted. But then we watched My Best Friend's Wedding,
good.
Which is kind of a weird movie, but enjoyable.
What's the song in that?
The moment I wake up. Before I put on my wake up.
And if you're wondering,
then it breaks out.
Lobsters are dancing.
Here's what I've got to take away from that. Yeah. Julia Roberts' character is mean and bad, and I don't agree with her. She should not be doing that. But my God, if she's not a star, she is a movie star actress, and we're not talking about her enough.
What happened to her? Where'd she go?
I mean, she had like 15 years at the top. I think she just took away.
I think she started a family. Just took like 10, 15 years.
$20 million for like 4 movies.
She got Tink.
Well, she's back now. She's been getting back now.
And she's like, that's it. That's the top.
I think she's fine. I don't know. I'm sure she wished she would have done more, but I think she did quite a bit. But on top of that, I'm like, you know what? I'm not done with Julia Roberts. She is just like just a movie star.
Emma Roberts, her...
It's been niece.
Niece? Well,
funny enough, I was going to say just a sneaky romantic comedy. It's not like a happy, like classic one, but America's Sweethearts with Julia Roberts, Cusack.
John Cusack, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
It's really funny. Check it out sometime. Billy Crystal. No, we haven't.
We've talked about it. We'll probably do that sometime.
It's a comedy, so comedies are hard to do, but maybe we'll get around to it.
Sure.
Mark, what you been watching?
No, I trickled out one more.
Sorry.
Watch Runaway Bride. Getting the...
Is that Chris O'Donnell?
Is that no, more...
That's close.
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts and... Jesus Christ.
Richard Gere?
Richard Gere, yeah.
Oh, right. God, sorry.
It's like 7 years
honestly,
after...
iconic movie gallery... Poster.
Yeah.
Like with,
yeah.
She's putting on some sneakers. She's in a wedding dress. He's like, oh, don't go. Like,
that one doesn't hold up as much. If you're going to watch, if you want the good things from that one, just go watch the more gimmicky version, What Women Want.
Nice.
It's got like all the same things. But no, we thought about the Chris O'Donnell one.
Helen Hunt?
What's it?
Mel Gibson. But the Chris O'Donnell one's like similar things, but the Rotten Tomatoes were like 20 and 20. I'm like,
I can
imagine. We're good.
Mark, what you been watching?
I'm going to dip into the Netflix TV show realm.
Euphoria is my guess.
No.
That's HBO. Okay.
Oh,
Your Honor with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, ooh, interesting.
Have you guys seen it?
It looks good, but
just
like...
I don't know it at
all. It is... Once you watch the first episode, it's sort of a waterfall effect where you just... You're going to watch all 10. There's only one season, but it's...
Perfect.
He's a judge. His son gets into some shit, which... Gets him into some shit. That's all I'll say. It's very Breaking Bad vibes. Dramatic. Okay. There's nothing funny about it. It's like, and he's so good. So like,
it seems like a classic AMC drama. Just whatever they're streaming to nowadays.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, I've wanted to look it out.
I don't even know that show.
What's it on? You said Netflix,
Your Honor. So it is on Hulu with the upgraded Showtime, I think.
Oh, I might have.
So you kind of have to have this weird package, but it is worth getting. I think it's
which
like,
everybody has. We all have it, whether we know it.
I have a separate Showtime thing for my Dexter.
Like, somehow I have like ESPN Plus, but Your Honor is very good.
ESPN Plus is a joke.
Season 4 of Modern Miss Maisel just came out. I watched the first 2 episodes. I like it. Yeah.
I am 2 seasons.
Finally. I love that show. It's a great show.
I did like the first 2 seasons a lot. I just dipped out and just haven't gotten back.
I just binged over. I had COVID. A few weeks ago, and I binged You.
I don't know this one.
He's a stalker. It's about a stalker.
It's kind of Dexter vibes.
What do you mean by stalker?
Oh, it's a like guy literally stalking a woman.
He'll kill people. Yeah, he just.
I thought you misspoke, like stockbroker. I'm like, Cameron, that's not how you say it.
Nope, he is stalking a lady and killing people. And you know.
No, but they're teasing a 4th season, so I'm waiting for the next one. So that's what I've been watching.
My TV viewing has actually been. I'm still on the Travel Channel. I'm still doing ghost shows. This one's fun. It's called These Woods Are Haunted. So it's just like people telling their ghost stories. But here's the problem. It's like any problem with reenactment. It's super. hit or miss or one the actors, these C-level actors doing reenactments, and two, how much they look like the character.
Get drunk history type shit.
Well, there's actually a better version of that show. It's called Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, because those are telling make-believe stories. These are people telling their ghost stories of a haunted experience in the woods or Bigfoot or something. But it's heavily reenacted. But some are good, some are bad. Depends on the story. Depends on the actors.
This is a note for us. We should make a mockumentary about reenactors of like TV shows. Like, this is our reenacting crew. We do reenactments for TV shows.
So it's funny. It's almost Extras with Gervais.
Fuck us.
I said almost.
Almost, but not quite. Fuck us.
Cameron, let me ask you this. Would you rather have someone like reenact sort of like a crime mystery, like actual reenactment, or would you rather have like montage of documents and no reenactment, no actors, sort of like...
It depends on my mood. If it's a serious thing and if it's a good thing, I want the documents, but I also have room in my heart for bad reenactment. I mean, I'm watching the show. I'm going to go to sleep to it. So like, I plan on going home and watching it. So I mean, like, you tell me, Mark.
The reenactments are better than the actual... first person storytelling.
It depends on how serious it is. Well, it depends on the source material.
I told Cameron I watched a 2.5 hour long
we're talking Sasquatch?
No,
but if you want, I can.
That's a real thing.
This was actually really funny. We were with a friend over the weekend, and Mark's like, I don't know how the Titanic came up, but he was just like, oh, I've been really into this video, and it's just a real time.
It's literally 2.5 hours
CGI
long.
Of like the sinking. But there's a really funny moment where Mark's like, yeah, after this is pretty much just screaming, and he goes to 2 minutes, and it's like thousands of people screaming for 2 minutes.
I'll pull it up.
But so the casual way is like, oh yeah, it's pretty much this screaming from here on out.
I do have a question. I had heard, and this is completely unverified, that the actual sink in the Titanic was very dignified, and the lower class people like accepted death, and the first class like got off like gentle people.
This is just
they said a lot more screaming.
So it's literally a 2.5 hour long video of now the band's playing. We know the band.
Yeah. And I will go down.
Okay, but now the last like 10 minutes are
dying in water.
There's SOS going out. I mean, there's screaming.
So if you want to hear thousands of people die in the water, that's the video for you.
But also just like I don't know what you call that, just like free clips of people screaming. So I could just purchase that.
Just shared audio.
Yeah,
that's
not the people from the Titanic.
Although this is like unrelated.
Rude if while dying, they're like, could I get some levels?
I forget.
We're gonna want this. Although yeah.
I forget where I read this. This is actually kind of an interesting idea. It was like some just like creepypasta or something. But someone wrote like the real reason. Like my grandpa told me the real reason the Titanic sunk, and it was essentially a zombie story. I'd watch that movie. That's all.
Yeah, it's like it's like Abraham Lincoln zombie.
Yeah, it'd be something like
you
that. Essentially,
throw in some bullshit. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a fanfic creepypasta, but like, it actually got me. I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of a creepy, fun idea.
Titanic is James Cameron, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a really good movie. I mean, it just is.
But true to James Cameron, awful fucking dialogue. Check it out. Rose.
Funny. This is
they added a whole love story, but.
Yeah, I actually hate all the real Titanic stuff. I just love the love story.
It's the same with
The Notebook. I don't want to see any old people. Just the love story.
I know this has come up before, but you know the guy at the end of the movie who's wearing the chef hat who's drinking on the ship? Based off a real character, he proceeded to get shit-faced that night. He doesn't remember it, but you actually see him. Yeah, he lived in real life. He was the pastry chef on the Titanic, but you see him earlier in the movie throwing like chairs into the water. He actually did that in real life. He saved like a bunch of people because he knew it was going down, so he started throwing all the wooden chairs over.
It's like there's no more rum cake.
He literally blacked out, does not remember the end, except for like people have accounts of him riding on the bottom and his hair didn't even get wet because his life jacket, he literally just floated down. And his blood alcohol content was so high that he survived freezing that night. Fun fact, he was blackout drunk and he survived and saved people.
Hearing that though, the only chance I would have to make it out of any catastrophe is to be drunk. Because you're making moves to survive.
Well, then if you know,
like, you may go down.
Let's write a script called The Pastry Chef and just like and then pitch it to Netflix. That's gonna be a banger.
And you know that like if like a car accident, if you're drunk, you limp, you survive like the exposure. If you're drunk, you can survive better.
Not
so
only
like
that, think about this.
Maybe like, we should just get shit faced.
Sober, I would get arrested by the cops. But drunk as a kid, it's like you're making evasive moves. You're getting out of the situation.
Think.
Well, you're definitely letting your body take some damage, but you're getting out of that situation.
That's true.
You're bumping some corners.
You think you're making a 2003 Madden juke, and it's just it is the most sloppy.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing? You're all in. You're getting out of the situation.
The last thing I watched, finally, just The Eternals, that Marvel one that's like a kind of Avengers thing. Here's the thing I'll say about it for people who I know are also superhero fatigued, and as am I, but I will say
I am.
This one is as a standalone. I appreciate that this does have a huge backstory, so this probably could have had like multiple movies leading up, but they did kind of condense it. It's pretty good.
It's fine.
It's good. It's more of the same.
Anybody watch Dune? Which one should I watch? You tell me if I watch Dune.
Do Eternals to support Kamel. You saw him, like the comedian. Yeah, okay, you got Jack. Right. He's in this one. Here's one thing I will say is
Henry Cavill.
No. You're thinking Jason Caviezel.
Son of a bitch.
But I will say it is a diverse cast. It's a little at least different, so they get that.
They're both set in the desert, though.
No.
Okay. Well, good.
The Eternals is at present time, but they've been alive since the beginning of Earth.
Right. Tremors is what you're thinking.
That is.
Yeah.
God damn, I wish I could remember one of the quotes from Tremors. Isn't it like shit eaters or something?
Something like that.
All right, cut that out. That's actually
I got the ass in.
Ah, there we go. It's something like that. Thank you. If you're on all of our platforms, go back and listen to our Tremors episode. I apologize. It was a while ago. It's probably bad.
You guys been watching anything else? Or you guys want to wrap up this episode?
I mean, it was a big Super Bowl weekend last weekend.
I truly don't even remember.
There were
remember
a couple viral
anymore.
Moments with 50 Cent just hanging.
Oh, what do we think of the halftime show?
It was fine. I mean, no matter what happens, people either love
really
or hate
it.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good.
It did seem like most halftime shows, I get the importance that it was rap, but in my opinion, my God, it will never get better than Bruno Mars. He really put on a fucking show.
True. Yeah.
What about Janet Jackson?
And Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, the pair. I mean,
yeah,
you know
it'll
what
definitely
happened.
Go
we
down in
happened.
History. She got roasted for showing her nipple accidentally, and Justin Timberlake became a star from it. Story of his life.
It was a forgettable Super Bowl. Came out pretty even on my bets, but I mean, it wasn't the most memorable.
I did not make a bet. I mean, I watched it. It happened. Like I don't remember the Super Bowl even now. If you tell me next year that the Cincinnati Bengals were in, I'll be like, you sure the Bengals? Unless I go on to like. Joe Burrow becomes an all-timer, which he may or may not. I don't know.
There was some funny tweet that I read. It was like, well, like what's better than the 50 Cent like halftime show? And it was like something like two quarters. And I don't know. There's some funny bit that
that's good.
Yeah.
Any memorable commercials? Even that, I'm actually kind of spacing on a little bit.
The Coinbase one when they did the QR code that kind of just was like floating there for a bit.
The last few years, there's been good gimmick ones. I forget what the one last year was, but wasn't there like a
what
flash
do you call that?
Thing?
Like marketing
subliminal
viral gorilla.
Yeah, the one before was like they're like we only have time for 10 seconds. Or
oh
whatever.
Right,
yeah.
The Reddit one.
You know what always gets me. The Mexico avocados, I have no idea why they do it, but I'm like,
Cameron
on
said
you.
He had never seen that in his life.
It's oh, but did you hear the news? After? You guys know that we have a hard ban on avocados in the United States right now, right?
Yeah, I heard. We
the
all
cartels,
heard.
Yeah. Cartels.
Yeah, so that's funny. If that was my main thought, I was like, oh, shitty time to spend so much on a commercial. That sucks.
I felt bad for him, but I respect, you know, that they do it.
Good jingle, too. Avocados de Mexico.
yeah, for the most part, I don't remember, but I actually think that the Super Bowl commercials have kind of gotten to like the dunk contest in the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's like we've seen it all.
Oh, did you watch any of the dunk contest?
I didn't even watch it this year, actually, because I don't know what we were doing Saturday, but I missed it.
There were better dunks in the All-Star game from Zach LaVine and LeBron than in the actual dunk contest.
It's just so hard to do it, though, the dunk contest. Now,
what do you mean?
You've seen everything. How many times can you recreate the dunk?
Yeah, some guy put like Timberlands on and like tried to dunk in those and like did a dance, and it's like, I don't know, get creative. Like, none of these guys are creative.
It's because it's already been creative.
There's so much your body can do.
The last great dunk contest was Zach LaVine versus whatever Gordon. That was killer. And obviously the best of all time is Vince Carter's year and then MJ versus Dominique Wilkins.
Any other sports or good games happen in the last like couple
the
weeks?
The Olympics got over. I actually wish I watched a little more of it.
I really missed the last few Olympics, the last few years. I just haven't cared.
I watched most of it with Megan, like the big ones, the highlights.
We're not in like the brink of war with the Soviet Union, so I don't feel like I have to win any of these matches.
Well, now it's just Russia. Now we're just
so trickling down. We just did we just did miracles for our movie podcast, Cult Classics Podcast, but. One thing I didn't bring up there, it's sad that we'll never have like a global watching event ever again. Just period. Anything. Whether it be sports or...
Maybe we will. I mean, who's to say what it'll be? We can't even imagine what it might be. But hopefully something will happen.
There was a moment, this kind of trickled down miracle, but like the press conference told him like the puck drop is at this time, at this time. It's not just like widely known. Like you learned that from the press conference. So.
Well, I mean, I feel like this year a little bit with COVID, it just seems like also the broadcast was kind of weak. We weren't getting as much like updates and live feeds. It just seemed like they didn't care as much because it was harder for them to do.
Where are we at? Beijing? And we're still in the crowd seeing just like almost fake audience. Like just there's nobody there. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. So.
Yeah. We'll see you in Paris for the Summer Olympics. 20, whatever the fuck is next.
Woohoo. Thanks for listening to our...
Still trying to read. Haven't gotten a short story done yet, but I will. Still listen to 112263 on my breaks.
What you reading?
Nothing. What I'm reading.
A lot of podcasts.
Anybody? Anybody?
No, I'm not reading anything right now.
I'll let you know the next time I finish
one more... I'm reading The Room, and it's not good.
I will take requests for books. I'm not reading.
Oh, I won't. There's lots of lists, but thank you. But tell me if I should finish If It Bleeds by Stephen King. That's what I'm trying to read. I'm 2 short stories done out of 5.
Nice. Good for you. Thanks for checking out our Patreon. Of course, we really appreciate it. This keeps the whole system here floating, all the podcasts, Urban Hermit, Cult Classics. So thank you so much. Make sure you just share out there, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.